This is the second episode of The Hidden Beat. I interview Ethan Chuhai in his recording studio where he spends a lot of his time producing music. He talks about his life and how music affects him.
We have like the sunroom and I just have like a quick like flash, like a vivid flash though, but it's very quick, you know, this memory just like picking up an acoustic guitar. And it, you know, it had to have been like kindergarten or something like that, or I had to have been so young, but, and I was just like pounding on it, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but,
messing around.
Yeah. And then I would put that together with my dad telling me that he started when he was really young, and then find notes to play with melodies that I heard coming out of, you know, the speakers and things like that, and going on tour with my brother. And then when it clicked is when, you know, it's somewhere out in Las Vegas, you know, or somewhere out in the West Coast, or on the West Coast going, wow, you know, like, holy, you know, playing that same, not the same exact acoustic, but playing acoustic guitar, looking up at, you know, the Arizona stars, you know, like, you can see all, there's no light pollution, like, beautiful, like, it's interesting because if you look at like the psychology behind like the way people think about music, the human component or the human way of thinking in terms of music is a lot of the times it's kind of ignorant in a sense. It's like, oh, well, I really can't relate to it, therefore I can't listen to it. And I think if you eliminate that from music, you'll find something really interesting, which is that everybody gets an emotion evoked from music. Music evokes emotion. It's kind of different. So with that in mind, I need an outlet for my emotions. And I'd say, like, I mean, this is therapeutic in a sense. So this has to happen. So, I mean, it's just, it is a process, but in a sense, it's just like, it's natural. I don't want to make it gross, but it's like, you know, you gotta go to the bathroom, you gotta go, you know, like, I gotta do this, man. I just gotta, give me a second. I think it goes back to what I said about you are your biggest, I'm my worst enemy. I don't fear putting anything out, but I don't think I'll ever and this might sound horrible, but I don't think I'd ever have a finished product that I'm happy with. And that's just something wrong with me. I just gotta get over that. There are a few things that I've been thinking about putting out, but I just kind of want to really, you know, tie everything together, tie all the loose ends together, and make sure I have a solid backing on everything. I can kind of explain. I really want a product that people, you know, that can get a good first impression. Yeah, I want to produce music. I want to make music and then potentially get money for that. You know, sell the music, right? Or write for somebody and hire, you know, in studio producer, help, maybe even, you know, technician. Yeah, because I love recording music as well. So.
All tracks in this are owned by Ethan. If you want to listen to more from him, go to his SoundCloud. Link will be in the description. Thank you for listening. This has been Ty with WHJE. All tracks in this are owned by Ethan. If you want to listen to more from him, go to his SoundCloud. Link will be in the description. Thank you for listening.